This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. I don't know many restaurants in St. Louis that at 11:49 are completely packed. Joining us now, Eddie McVeigh from Maggie O'Brien's. Eddie, good to be with you. How are you?
Good, Frank. Thank you for being here, as always.
This is going to be an unbelievable weekend. How many do you think you'll serve if you count Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, roughly?
I'll tell you this. I have absolutely no idea. You see that picture right there? Those right here, right in front. That's our parking lot on tomorrow. So that's the whole parking lot going all the way up back, and it's like that completely around our building. So we put bars and restaurant, or steam tables, if you will, around the whole outside. So that's what it's like out there. Then we have, you know, porta potties all the way up the back street. And then we have Todd Thomas. You guys know Todd Thomas from the Cardinals. He's out in the parking lot every year doing the DJ and keeping everybody going and dancing. And it's a good time. And I'm hope last year was pretty rough with the weather. But this year it looks like we might get lucky and get through this thing with some decent sunshine.
All right, we're a food-oriented show. I know St. Patrick's a lot about drinking beer, but your food is out of sight. A lot of it's because of your family. They can really cook. How about some of the great Irish items this weekend?
So this weekend, what we do is we really minimize this, especially down here, not out at sunset, but here it gets so crazy. The kitchen itself, we're not actually having servers out. We have three steam lines and then the outside steam lines, and on that you're going to have burgers, brats, corned beef and cabbage, all the basic Irish stuff, the Reubens. You know, all that's going to be out there to where you can come through, but we do it to where it's real quick, walk through. Inside here, Frank, we take every table and chair out of this entire building. It's all standing room. There is no place to sit. It's all just, it's chest to chest, people everywhere. So it's a good time, but yeah, it gets crazy in here for about 4 or 5 hours, that's for sure.
And tell me about your corned beef and cabbage a little bit.
So our corned beef and cabbage, we do it a couple different ways. We do it the original way most Irish families would be used to, like your mom did where you grew up, where they boil it, which is the old school. There's not a lot of taste to that, but you'll find a lot of the old school people, that's how they like it, you know. So that's our corned beef served with cabbage and Irish potatoes, which are red potatoes that we quarter and put garlic and butter on them. And then it's all served in one bowl. And then we also do our smoked corned beef, which from what I understand, and you may know this better than me, but from what I understand, some guys from New York told me that it's essentially pastrami. We just don't cure it. If you cure it and smoke it, it becomes pastrami. That's what they say. I don't know if that's true or not, but we just threw it on the smoker one day years ago when we were smoking all of our regular stuff that we smoke, and we tried it, kept screwing with it, and it became our Patty Babe's Irish sandwich, which is pepper cheese, sweet slaw, and a little bit of a honey mustard horseradish drizzled over it. And that's like one of our biggest sellers, you know. But it's a smoked corned beef. It's not the original way. You can also get that if you wanted as our corned beef and cabbage, and a lot of people do order it that way as well.
Before we let you go, how often do you think about the MLS about 50 feet from you?
Every night when I go to bed, I say my prayers and I dream, and then when I wake up, I say my prayers again. Everyone thinks, I think, just because of my location down here, that I have some in on the whole deal, and I don't. I don't know what's going to happen. I just hope, like everybody else, it does. It'd be great for business. It'd be great for downtown. I mean, I really feel like it'd be a great push for us, but I'm hoping like everybody else, and I'm a St. Louis guy, so I'm a soccer fan, so I'm hoping.
It's interesting, too, because if it comes, it'll be like 16 additional St. Patrick days for you with 16
really,
games.
It really would. All of a sudden, you're talking about putting essentially, I guess, 20,000 people right outside my door every, you know, like
24,000.
24,000. And then on top of that, you know, throw in if they decide to dabble in the outdoor concert market. And
oh, yeah.
Do they get the under 17 national championships or the collegiate championship? All that kind of stuff comes into play, too. So all of it would be wonderful. And I think it's good from a standpoint of it's coming right downtown. If you think of the Arch Grounds and then Keener Plaza and Soldiers Memorial, each one of them have been upgraded and redone. And I think downtown's, you know, on an upswing. I really do. So
great stuff.
We're looking forward to it. Everybody downtown tomorrow is the parade goes right in front of us downtown. And then, of course, we're at Sunset Hills. And then on St. Patrick's Day, we will all be here trying to clean this place and get it back in shape and in order, get the tables back in here and ready to go for Sunday, which is St. Patrick's Day, both here and out at the Sunset Hills location. We'd love to see you guys And Aaron Gobra, happy St. Patrick's Day to you, Mr. O. Cusimano.
Eddie, thanks so much.
Thank you, Eddie McVay. Thank you, gentlemen.
From Maggie O'Brien's here joining us. All right, we have time for a five for Frank and Chuck. That would be great. Chuck, can you contribute here?
Well, let's do a truncated five for Frank brought to you by Greenville.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's five for Frank. Brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution, just 45 miles from St. Louis.
All credit goes to Plowsy. Okay, question one. You are Craig Berube, coach of the Blues. Your team hasn't scored an even strength goal since Vladimir Tarasenko went down with his injury. How concerning is that for you moving forward, especially with two more games without Vlad on the road?
Well, what I'm doing today is I am with David Perron in the locker room. Or actually, I'm calling David Perron into my office and saying, David, we need you. We stink. We need you. And you're playing, all right? That's our only hope right now, because I've never covered a Blues team in 25 years so reliant on one line. It's not changing until Tarasenko comes back or until Perron plays.
Are you worried, though, 12 games to play, now just 5 points up on the final playoff spot? Do have a game in hand, though. But I think Blues fans, they always worry no matter what. They always are kind of waiting for the next shoe, the other shoe to drop. They're in a good spot, but right now you're starting to look. Three straight losses, two in regulation. You just knew they weren't going to be able to keep up that 11-game winning streak. I just didn't think they would fall back this much.
Well, that is crazy. How about this, Chuck and Brian, too? If they lose out on the postseason, like on the last day by a point or two, coupled to what happened last year with them and then with the Cardinals the last couple of years, it's unbelievable, like snake bitten here. I think they're going to make it, though. I think they're going to make
it. Always just missing out, St. Louis.
Yeah.
You're Bill Self. The FBI's knocking on your program's door, getting a little nervous.
Absolutely. Yeah, because I'm Bill Self, and I know kind of what I've done. I would be a little concerned. Yes.
Are you concerned for yourself, though? Now, I feel like with all these situations, that's why I'm surprised kind of with the Will Wade situation at LSU, where they actually say, okay, no, we don't want you to coach, even though he wants to. It seems like it's always the assistant coach who gets thrown under the bus. Chucky Person. That's why I'm watching that game last night when Mizzou loses to Auburn. Bruce Pearl's having so much fun with the media. He's joking around post-game. He says he wants to fight Frank Martin. He's having such a great time with the media. What is he doing? There's always an assistant coach who has to be suspended. I feel like the head coach, it's kind of one of those things, they know about it, but they don't put it out there on the computer, on the phone calls usually. So the assistant coach is usually the guy that ends up getting suspended, fined, or going to jail.
Yeah, Will Wade's got to be thinking, why did I get suspended when, like, Sean Miller coached another year, you know?
He's still coaching.
It's fascinating.
Number three, five for Frank, five for Chuck. Give me a final score, SLU Dayton tonight.
Ooh, good question.
Gosh, I know I'm the biggest Billiken homer of all time. I just feel the Billiken's toughness and the way they just pounded the boards last night and refused to lose. I think they're going to make this thing close. Now, I certainly wouldn't pick SLU to win because Dayton's been a better team all season long. I just think it's going to go down to the wire, and they're going to play a great game.
You're picking the Flyers?
Yeah.
SLU Simano? St. Patty's Day weekend.
Somebody
here
said you want to win $1,000 to get it right.
I
hope I'm dead wrong.
I actually think SLU's going to win.
Wow.
I'm going to say 64-62, really good game. I think when you see a guy like Hassan French, who, let's be honest, still pretty raw, doesn't have necessarily the great offensive skill set, but in terms of just being physical, on the boards, 22-12, doing everything that his team needs, I think SLU's going to win one more game.
Wow, gosh, Chuck, I hope you are right about that. You know, that game, too, last night, it reminded me of a playground game where you had some skilled players on one side, then you had a bunch of guys that are big and strong, and they just throw it up on the board and go get it. Like Jordan Goodwin had 7 offensive rebounds last night. No guard in America is going to get 7 offensive rebounds.
And whenever you complain about coaches who are complaining to the officials, Travis Ford was hot.
Oh.
And in that halftime interview, he basically, I don't know if the officials could hear his interview, but he said, give me a break. One free throw, and he lobbied for his team.
Yeah.
And look, I'm not saying it has to be the same free throws at the end of the game, but it should be pretty close. And I think him working the officials after a very lopsided first half helped out the Bills in the second half.
The revelation by Rammer today that those officials thought
that
they were too good to be doing a late night, early round game. Oh, my goodness.
All right, two more. Five for Frank and Chuck. 4 points are available for the Blues this weekend. How many do they get?
They'll beat Buffalo. I can't picture them going into Pittsburgh. I'll say two.
I don't want to have the same answer, so just to be different, I was going to say two. I'm going to say three.
Okay.
Wow. And about beating Buffalo, optimistic about St. Louis
And losing in overtime maybe to Pittsburgh.
And to wrap up, five for Frank, five for Chuck, your NBC Sports Chairman, Mark Lazarus. How much were you cursing at the television watching Tiger put up a 7 on the 17 and put himself a little further back in contention heading into your coverage this weekend?
Yeah, I was so excited when I was kind of watching, and he got to 5. This is going to be the best television rating. Tiger would blow away the NCAA selection show.
Yeah.
But not happening now. It hurts.
I wasn't even able to pay attention to that. And that's what shows you how much is going on right now in the world of sports, Frank. I even think about this. How much do I love an occasional bet and fantasy baseball, our fantasy baseball draft last night, and auto-drafted? So I'm going to have to check my team there.
Yesterday, he's recovered fairly well. He's -3, -1 on the day. So he's still top 25, but he'd be right up there at the top, towards the top of the leaderboard with that, without that.
And my point, just too many options, which is a good thing to have in terms of sports viewing for the weekend.
So at 8:30 last night, when you realized you had missed the major part of this draft, your first reaction was what?
O-F. I texted our guy, producer Joe, and I said, did I miss the draft? And he said, it's still going on. It was 8:30. At that point, you're 15 picks in, so all of your important picks are gone. They auto-drafted me. I had the final pick, the 16th pick, so I got 16-17, and that was Chris Sale and Jacob DeGrom. So I'm very pitcher heavy. My best position player, which is good because the shortstop, is Xander Bogaerts.
Yeah. Okay. True story. I'm in my office, and I'm trying to keep a pretty good eye on the draft, going back and forth from Billikens, Illinois, and Slug, you know, kind of going back and forth because the screen's got it on. And all of a sudden, I realized that I was missing a round, and I yelled, oh, shit, blank, you know?
Oh.
And then so all of a sudden, the producer comes in. What's going on? What's going on? I go, and so I realized that I picked Ohtani, auto pick.
As a pitcher, because you can get him as a hitter, but I think you got him as the pitcher, correct?
Which is the most worthless pick of all time, because he's not going to pick.
Hey, next year, though, 2020, maybe we'll see if you can keep him for
season. That's good. But I did get Mike Trout with the first pick in the draft, and Brian did evaluate the squad. He thought it was okay.
Yeah.
Solid for me. All right, we'll take a short time out. Chuck, what do we have coming up in the 12 o'clock hour?
Midday Grind, myself, Jim Huer. We're going to kind of do almost a two-hour version of 590 Baseball with Brian Hoffman as well. Earl Austin Jr. checking in from Brooklyn. Talk a little more SLU. And, of course, Earl, the Earl of Preps in St. Louis, will discuss the weekend's high school games as well. But a lot of Bill can talk. And some interesting stats I was looking up for the Blues. Because when I saw Anders Nilsson, I said, wasn't he with the Blues for a minute? And I look up, you forget how many goalies in the NHL have played for the Blues. I looked it up, and it's pretty fascinating. We'll talk about all that and a whole lot more coming up next on the Midday Grind, 590 The Fan, 590thefan.com, live from Maggie O'Brien's downtown on St. Paddy's Day weekend.